Hello and welcome to the Friday, August 31st, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. And we got some good news today to start out with, and that's a Java update. Oracle did release an update to fix the vulnerability that caused such a lot of headaches the last few days. With this update, and that's for Java 7 update 7 or for Java 6 update 35, Oracle patched a total of 4 vulnerabilities, but the real important one, CVE-2012-4681, is the one that we were all concerned about, and that is fixed with this patch. So apply it quickly, this patch, and make sure that it's available for whatever operating system you are running. I haven't really seen it for OS X yet, but then again, remember OS X, if you stuck with the Java delivered by Apple, you do still have Java 6, which at least initially was not vulnerable. As additional fallout from this vulnerability, there was a lot of criticism how Oracle dealt with this particular vulnerability. Apparently, some researcher already notified Oracle of this problem several months ago, and Oracle hadn't dealt with it yet. However, once it actually became public, it did take Oracle only a couple days now to come out with a patch. What is not clear is if Oracle really was already working on a patch, it just wasn't ready beforehand, or if they just didn't take the vulnerability serious enough. But then we also got a diary today from Boyan. Boyan is writing a follow-up to an earlier diary he wrote about analyzing outgoing network traffic. And we did receive a lot of feedback about publicly available free IP reputation lists. He does assemble a little summary of that in this diary. So if you're interested in applying anything like this to your network, take a look at the list and how to download them. And then we got an interesting lesson in web application security, this time from Microsoft New Zealand. If you registered for Microsoft New Zealand's Tech at conference, what happened was that you may have received an email that includes a link that allows you to print a barcode that you can use as a badge to gain access. Well, it turns out that the URL you clicked on actually also included your password. So the password is directly included, unencrypted, in the URL. The other part, of course, that becomes evident if you receive a link like this is that Microsoft never stored the password securely. Microsoft should not have had access to the password if they properly hashed the password in their database. So while these emails come from a third party and you could blame, hey, it's this conference management company that is to blame here, they have to have gotten those passwords from someone. Well, whoever you registered with for the conference. Now, Microsoft stated that this was just a problem in how these links were generated. They were planning on using another field. They called it a globally unique identifier instead of the password. But still, the fact that they had the password available in the clear kind of tells you that something went wrong on the back end. Well, I remember how last week, I think it was, Aramco, the Saudi Arabian oil company, was affected by a destructive virus that actually deleted hard drives. Today, we learn about RasGas. RasGas is located in Qatar, and it deals with liquefied natural gas, one of the world's largest suppliers, and it did have to shut down its computer network because of a large malware outbreak. Now they're stating that production and cargo deliveries are not affected by this, but large parts of the network of the company are indeed affected. What I haven't heard yet is whether or not the two outbreaks are related, whether similar malware is involved, or whether it was more accidental, random, or whether it was a more targeted attack. There is a group that calls itself the Cutting Sword of Justice that claims credit for the attack, but again, at this point, no real evidence that they are behind it. Well, and this is it for today, so thanks again for listening. Monday is a holiday in the United States, Labor Day, so we may not have a podcast on Monday. I'll see what happens over the weekend, in particular with the entire Java patch and such. If there's anything important, I may do a podcast. If not, then talk to you again on Tuesday. Bye.